The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
After being drafted into the military, the recruit wasn't a happy camper. And at his initial physical exam, a nursing technician pointed to the eye chart and asked softly, "Can you read the letters on the wall?" "What letters?" he asked slyly. "Great," said the technician. "You passed the hearing test." He thought he had her and she had him. Gotcha. Hey, thanks for tuning in to hear us. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again, to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. I am not a doctor, but I am a board-certified toxicologist, guaranteed not to leave you bored with the information, the stimulating information we have for you each and every week at this time. Who needs something in your cup to wake up when you have us on your radio? More stimulating talk radio without the caffeine. And I am your happy, humble health stylist host here to keep you cool and healthy. And we do it each and every week at this time. And if you're a new listener, welcome once again, or welcome for the first time. And for our veteran listeners, welcome one and all. Wherever you are, whoever you are, and if you want a double dose of good health information or miss any part of the morning show, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. here on Saturday Night Live. It's not live in the evenings, but it is healthy nonetheless, and 9 o'clock tonight for the rebroadcast on AM 690 or FM 94.3, The Answer. In this segment of the program, in the first hour of the show, Anthony Randall, he's the author of a new book, A Husband, Best Friend, and Caregiver, The Struggle Within, the struggle he had, as well as what his wife had with breast cancer. And he has some new insights on the struggle of treating breast cancer and how to work with doctors to do that. And then in the second half of this hour's program, Dr. Mark Kingston Levin, a futurist and scientist. He's worked with, he was a scientific advisor to President Ford. He has 32 patents to his name. He worked on the Apollo and Mars science projects. And he's a futurist as well as scientist, and he'll talk about the future of medicine and longevity. His contention is we can actually double our lifespan in the not-too-distant future. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about stem cells and some of the high-tech things that are going on when it comes to improving improving your not only lifespan but also health span, because you know you want to live all the years of your life. You don't. It's not just being. What is it? I always say, and I forgot what one of my quotes. Oh yeah, it's not just the life in your years; it's the years in your life, and vice versa. But you know, you want to live every year of your life as healthy as possible. So, Dr. Mark Kingston Levin will help us do that in the second half of this hour. Future health on the menu, and then next hour we'll have. Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, she is an internist and author of a new book called sacred rest. She'll talk about the seven kinds of rest and why any of them, if you're deficient in any of them, it could compromise your health. So if you want to rest to feel energized or re-energized, make sure you tune into next hour's program. Just a little apology here in case my voice is crackly. I was at my high school class reunion last night and spent, what, 3 hours or so in there. And it was a pretty loud venue. And so having to shout to, you know, just to talk to one another, I thought, I got to save my voice for tomorrow morning. And then, of course, I stayed out late, too. And so that didn't help matters either. But please forgive me if I don't sound my normal self, as I usually do every Saturday morning. But we'll do our best. All right. Let's see. Oh, next week, be sure to tune in. That's 168 hours from right now. Dr. Kahealani Rivera, cardiologist and president of the American Heart Association, will be joining us in studio to talk about the four pillars of simple lifestyle changes you can make now, by the way. You don't have to have anything fancy or sign up for anything to improve your cardiovascular health. And Dr. Rivera will also be in studio with details on the upcoming Heart Walk, which is happening on August 11th. And that's an annual event that has been going on for, over 2 decades now. And she'll also have information on some of the ongoing research projects that really save lives. So Dr. Kahealani Rivera, coming up next week at this time here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. All right, still many days left in the summer of 2018, so we want you to take the steps necessary to achieve the highest level of health possible. One thing is to step ahead, because all the steps we want you to take, we want you to be pain-free. And they are Hawaii's Arch Support Store, 2 locations to serve you. And so if you're suffering from any sore feet, sore bones or bunions, or maybe corns or calluses, plantar fasciitis, whatever foot ailment you might be having, see what the proper footwear can do for you. And I know, because I can talk from experience, tell you, the arch supports that Patty put in my shoes, I mean, it's like a night and day difference. No foot pain anymore. And, you know, I had almost given up running. I had hung up my running shoes and now run 2 or 3 times a week again, just like I always did. And, you know, while you're alleviating your foot pain, by the way, you may at the same time be improving your performance, because whether you're walking or running or biking or hiking, proper foot support and having proper arches or arch supports make all the difference in addressing not only the pain, but also performance. So it might just improve your game. And even more important than that, the most important thing, if you only take one thing, one take-home message from this announcement, and that is the fact that having proper support for your feet and the shoes, you know, the way you wear your shoes and the arch supports that you use in your shoes, can prevent a fall or injury, which can lead to very ill health or even worse. And so if your footwear is causing you improper alignment or an imbalance when you're standing or walking, that's not good, because it could definitely affect your balance. So please do not put off your foot pain another day. Get over to Step Ahead. You can get a free foot analysis. They'll check out, and also you can check out all their supportive and stylish, I might add, selection of footwear. And you can start experiencing happy feet that you used to have when you were footloose and fancy free as in your youth. So 2 locations, there's Step Ahead, 725 Kapilani Boulevard. That's in the Imperial Plaza building next to BMW of Honolulu, 725 Kapilani, and then in Aiea in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. That's right across from American Savings on Cam Highway. So they're open this morning and until 6 o'clock in the town store. The Aiea location is open until 7 tonight. You can phone them at 488-3338, or the town store is 593-7841, or just go to stepaheadhawaii.com. They are Hawaii's Arch Support Store. All right, let's see. Oh, coming up next hour, it's our health report, our weekly feature from veteran TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. And in today's edition, omega-3 supplements, do they really protect your heart? Dick has the details. Also, bacon. You might be eating it right now and this morning at the, you know, this is breakfast time, right? Well, how this popular fatty food affects your mental health. You might not be eating it for longer. You might want to cut down on it after you hear Dick's report. Then, how long does your doctor actually listen to you during an appointment? And here's a hint. The answer, it's in seconds, not minutes. Dick has the details on all of these health news stories because, hey, after all, he was KITV's health reporter for decades. And he brings us the health report coming up next hour right here on Dr. Health Radio. Also next hour in our fitness file feature, how triathlons affect testosterone. And in matters of sexual health, how the preventive drug therapy PrEP, that's an acronym for the two drug therapy, how it can actually hide HIV from being detected. Plus, how eating late can increase your chances of coming down with breast or prostate cancer. That's coming up next hour. All right, straight ahead in the news. Why wearing a tie, for you guys out there, could hamper your brain power. Also, in the happiness file, why the bathrooms at Disneyland, supposedly the happiest place on earth, have no mirrors. You'll be surprised at this one. Plus, the best ways to fight loneliness. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Ever heard of the mineral lithium? Well, it's an interesting mineral. It has some benefits and some hazards. Naturally high levels of lithium in drinking water may protect against Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. This according to a study of more than 800,000 people in Denmark, but only at certain concentrations. They found that people who drink or whose drinking water contained between 5 and 10 micrograms of lithium per liter were 22% more likely to have dementia than those who had in the 2 to 5 microgram range of lithium per liter. However, people whose water contained at least 15 micrograms, a higher dose per liter, were 17% less likely to have the condition. So the dose makes the poison. Stay tuned for more information on that. By the way, did you know that 7-Up, a popular soft drink, the soda, it was originally named, Lydia's Lithiated Soda, and it was actually a lithium elixir, a drink rich in lithium. That's how 7-Up got its start. And, of course, you know that Coca-Cola got its start also as a so-called health elixir, although it did contain cocaine, and it still does contain cola nut, but no longer containing cocaine compounds. All right, guys, you know, and I got to confess that I used to wear, when I lived in the mainland for years and years, I was in a position of in my career where I had to wear a suit and tie every day, and so ties were the bane of my existence there. I hated wearing ties, but I had to. Anyway, it seems that they reduce blood flow to the brain. This was a study in Germany. They scanned the brains of 15 healthy men before and after they put on a tie. What'd they find? Well, just after they tied tied the knot, so to speak, or put on the tie, the blood flow in their brains dropped by an average of 7.5%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, and for most men, it's doesn't seem to be a problem. Constricts or creates pressure buildup and cuts some blood flow off. But if you are a smoker or an older person or have high blood pressure, that could be problematic. And also it can possibly lead to headaches, dizziness, and nausea. So their contention is maybe we should stop wearing ties altogether. I concur with that. So guys, better to wear a swimsuit, not a business suit, okay? All right. Okay, this is interesting. This is from England, but probably similar results here in the U.S. Breast reductions and tonsil removals are among 17 procedures that may be restricted in England in a bid to save over $200 million a year. Well, the plan follows an assessment of whether the treatments actually work. These are surgeries for snoring, heavy menstrual bleeding, keyhole surgery to treat osteoarthritis of the knee, and steroid injections for back pain. And we already know that that does not work as well as many other therapies, or no better. Further study of 13 procedures would be offered on a limited basis, including breast reduction and hemorrhoid surgery, both of which can cause serious side effects, by the way. And tonsillectomies for sore throats will only be offered in debilitating cases. So they're finally addressing all the unnecessary surgical procedures and medical procedures that perpetuate themselves. And even though they're not any more effective than less invasive procedures, they continue. So that's a good thing. All right, boost your confidence by not looking in the mirror. This is interesting. If you go to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland or Disney World, you'll notice that Disney has their bathrooms have no mirrors over the sinks. Well, according to a study, more than 8 in 10 of us feel a bit unhappy while looking in a mirror. And they don't want that in the happiest place on earth, right? So they say taking a periodic break from them, called mirror fasting, might help you keep your spirits high. So, I looked in the mirror the other day. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Ah, I am my father after all. Oh, what happened? Okay. I never wanted to be my father, but I have become my father, at least in the mirror. Okay. Okay. And then finally in the news, taking the fight to loneliness. Here are a few tips. Loneliness really takes a toll on our mental and physical health. And they say that small talk is not so small after all. You want to talk to strangers. People say, we're raised as a child, don't talk to strangers. Well, just chatting with somebody can make us happier and healthier, according to Susan Pinker, the author of The Village Effect. She says we can feel much better after just 30 seconds of talking to someone in person, I might add, whereas you just don't get the same benefit from online interaction. Yeah, how about try living in the real world instead of the virtual one, okay? Well, that's my addition there. And forget Facebook, schedule FaceTime. That's face-to-face contact is what we're talking about with friends and family. That'll boost your production of endorphins and enhance your well-being. One reason that in-person interaction improves our physical health. Let's see. Also, if you can't get FaceTime, there's phone time. Phone calls are the next best thing. Hearing the other person's voice is a form of connection. Well, relationships connected primarily by email or text tend to wither the fastest. Okay. And don't use Fakebook if you're using, they call it Facebook. I call it Fakebook. To show pictures of yourself smiling on vacation, you're not going to connect authentically. And finally, reach out and touch someone literally. That is hugging or holding hands or patting someone on the back. That's powerful medicine. Physical touch can lower our physiological stress response, and that helps fight infection and inflammation, and cues our brains to release more oxytocin. That's the feel-good hormone, which strengthens your social bonds. So, it is a perfect example is last night when I went to my What is it, the 50th? No, not quite the 50th high school reunion. 45th. Kailua. And boy, that was just a great reconnection with all your, you know, high school classmates of, you know, we have history together. Well, now it's ancient history, but nevertheless history, right? Okay. All right, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back, we'll have our guest, Anthony Randall, talking about his experience and his wife's experience with breast cancer, and how he discovered a few things along the way, and that can help you if you ever come across a similar situation, whether it's breast cancer or other types of cancer. And also, in the second half of this hour, Dr. Mark Kingston-Levin, will be talking about future health and how some of the cutting-edge high-tech therapies can improve not only our health span, but also our lifespan, putting more life in your years and more years in your life. That's what I tried to think of earlier today. But sleep deprivation cut in and prevented my memory from being as sharp as it usually is. Okay, back after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? What a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile? The one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Once again to the program. Oops, there we go. There's my mic. 25 minutes after the hour, it's David Snow on your radio. Hey, can't tell protein powder from baby powder? Aren't sure the difference between amino acids and antacids? Well, hey, no worries. Dr. Health Radio has the information you need to know here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's where we help you lift firm and separate the health from the hype. And here to help us do that in just a minute or so, when we are in the process of getting him on the phone conference line, Anthony Randall. He's the author of A Husband, Best Friend, and Caregiver, The Struggle Within, how he learned a few things along the way when his wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And we'll talk with him in a minute. And then, as I mentioned, a little later this hour, at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Dr. Mark Kingston-Levin on the program talking about future health and high-tech medicine. Do we have our next guest on the line, Leah? Okay, we'll keep trying. In the meantime, let me get a few articles that I did not get to. Well, one thing that I was going to talk to our futurist about, our scientist, Dr. Mark Kingston-Levin, about is climate changes and how they affect our health. You know, they say that, we've had all kinds of records. In fact, just this week, what was it, Tokyo hit 106 degrees, and Phoenix was 119, I believe, and Palm Springs close to 120. So, global climate change is upon us, But there are some things that we can do to rectify it. And also, one thing that's going to be scarce in the future is water. You know, water is going to become the new oil. And so we're going to have to deal with that. There's, besides the warming of the planet, which of course is going to compromise our water supply, but the overpumped aquifers and the wetlands filled with developments, you know, like Houston, Texas, the era, they say, of cheap water is over. And this think tank says that sustainable water management is what it's going to come down to. And desalinization is going to be a big part of it. Of course, here in Hawaii, not so much of a problem as many other parts of the country, especially Southern California, where they basically just have the aquifer, the Colorado aquifer, that supplies most of the water for them to millions of people. So that might be problematic, especially if there's an earthquake or other natural disaster. So water, remember, is going to be the new oil. All right, and will smart cities make life easier for everyone? We'll talk about that with our guest, Dr. Levin, in the second half of this hour. And then, as I mentioned, next hour, Dr. Sandra Smith, she'll be with us talking about the seven types of rest and why, if you miss out on any of them, different types of rest. It's not just sleep, and it's not just naps, and it's not just relaxation. You need to have a balance, just like you have a balance of nutrients and hormones. Importance of nutrition, but there's the importance of relaxation and having a balanced sense of relaxation for your body, mind, and soul. So, all right, let's get to a few news articles while we're in the process of getting our guest on the line. Let's see. Here's something. Actually, since we're going to be talking about longevity in a matter of minutes, I'll talk about one of our official supplements here on the show, Xanthosyn. This is another article stating that a 12 milligram dose of astaxanthin, that's the compound that makes shrimp and salmon pink, and the main compound that comprises xanthosyn, which is available at all GNCs. University of Hawaii study reveals that astaxanthin turns on the longevity gene that lengthens life by taming inflammation and oxidative stress. And talked about this with Dr. Bradley Wilcox, a longevity researcher at the University of Hawaii. And I think we're going to be having him on in September again for Healthy Aging Month. Now, earlier research did suggest that it cuts the odds of any serious ailment by 10% and also heart trouble by 27%. So make sure you include astaxanthin. That's one of the core supplements that you should be taking every day because it's so much more powerful. You know, not to discount vitamin C and E and everything, but astaxanthin is super powerful. I mean, it's hundreds of times more powerful than vitamin C or E in its antioxidant capacity. All right, we have our next guest, Anthony Randall, on the line. Just a few minutes late, so we're going to have to cut this interview
Hello,
short.
David.
But there he is. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the program. Thank you for being there. All right, so let's talk about your
Hello?
Book. Yes, can you hear me? Anthony?
Yes,
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about your new book, A Husband, Best Friend, and Caregiver. Why did you write this book about your wife's dealing with breast cancer?
Well, I wrote this book when I took her to the emergency room, and I was sitting in the waiting room. I thought they had took her to the back. I was just sitting there with my hands over my face, just sitting there thinking, and you know, I wish somebody could have wrote a book on what I'm going to get ready to go through. I guess deep down inside, I kind of knew something was really wrong. We thought maybe that she had a strain in her rib cage just from picking up her computer bag. But at that point in that time, I realized it was something much severe than just a rib strain.
Okay. And what stage breast cancer did she have when it was diagnosed?
She was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer.
Oh, wow. Really? And then where did things go from there?
Well, it went from, you know, like I said, her getting diagnosed in the emergency room. And then one of the doctors that had figured out, you know, that she had stage four breast cancer, he said that his mom had stage four breast cancer, and he was 19 years old when he was going through it with his mom. Mm. So he directed us on, you know, he guided us. He submitted her to the hospital, and then we found two cancer specialists, which were two females out of Las Vegas, and that's how we kind of got started because we were lost.
Yeah, right. I can imagine. I mean, that just must be the perfect storm or the worst nightmare to be diagnosed in the ER with cancer. I mean, you know, usually it's hematoma or you know, it's. An injury related type of case where I went to the ER recently for the first time in decades, and I had a spider bite, and I had to have IV antibiotics because my hand was swollen up. I looked like I had a big red glove on, but you know, it was obviously an acute situation. But to have something so chronic and serious as breast cancer and to be diagnosed in the ER, that really must have been that threw you both for a loop, I'm sure. Now you let's fast forward since we only have a few minutes to talk about this. Okay. And of course, people can pick up your book, A Husband, Best Friend, and Caregiver. But as far as lifestyle changes, did your wife make immediate changes, or did she immediately start therapy, I'm assuming?
No, actually, she immediately went into this mental mode when we were in the when we finally met with one of the specialists. The specialist sat us down and, you know, she looked at my wife and told her that, hey, you know, I can mix all the chemicals up and this and that. But she pointed towards her head and said, well, you know, if you're not mentally willing or wanting to live, then you won't live. She said, if you mentally are ready for this and you're willing to live, then you'll live. And my wife just gave her this stern, the best way I can say it, this stern combat look, and said that, she told her that I'm not going anywhere. She said, I have a husband to be here with and a son to finish raising.
Okay. All right. So she had the purpose to, the will to live, in other words. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, she did.
And then did you make any, what kind of changes, if any, did you make to your lifestyle or her lifestyle?
Well, you know what? After that, like I said, she got diagnosed and everything. You know, I started doing research. I went on Amazon, ordered a bunch of health books and everything. And the thing that kind of threw us for a loop when we were in the doctor's office, we asked the doctor, you know, is there any type of special diet or any type of food that we, you know, that she needs to eat? Mm-hmm. And the doctor said, no, you know, just keep eating what you're eating. And right there, you know, it was just like a gut feeling like, okay, that didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, we started doing our own research and everything and then come to find out, you know, doing this research, we found out that a lot of sugar like triggers or feeds the cancer.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we immediately started emptying out the house with all the sugar, the snacks and everything, and then we started going organic. And like I say, we continue to do research and everything.
Okay, and how is she doing now? Let's fast forward to today. Is she doing well?
Oh, she's doing awesome, man. She has more energy than I do. You know, we go walking. We do bike riding, hiking, tennis. Yeah, she's doing really well, and she's not even on chemo anymore.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, good to hear. How can people get your book, Anthony? We're on to our next guest, and we need to take a bottom-hour break, but so I'm sorry to cut the interview short, but tell our listening audience how they can obtain a copy of the book if they want one.
Yes, you can get a copy on Amazon. You can also get a copy at Barnes & Noble, Kindle, and iTunes and iGoogle. And when you do go on Amazon, please look at the reviews and read the reviews. They're very heartwarming.
Okay, tell us the title of the book again.
The title of my book is A Husband, Best Friend, and a Caregiver, The True Story of the Struggle Within.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony, for being with us. Appreciate it. All the best to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
There goes Anthony Randall. And here we go for our bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we'll have futurist and scientist Dr. Mark Kingston Levin talking about everything from gene therapy and, well, there's a lot having to do with high-tech and future health, but then there's also the basics, too. His contention is we can double our lifespan. We'll talk about the future fountain of youth and all the studies that have been done on the CRISPR research and stem cell research and much more as we continue here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Do omega-3 supplements really protect your heart? Some new research into that, and it's surprising. Researchers find new evidence that eating bacon is bad for your mental health. I'll have details. And how long does your doctor actually listen to you? How about 11 seconds? Results of a new study. All coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
You're listening to Dr. Health Radio, Hawaii's number one health talk show, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. If you have a question or comment for host David Snow or his guest concerning today's topic of discussion, call now at 296-KHNR, 296-5467. Now, back to David Snow and the Dr. Health Radio Show on AM 690, KHNR.
Snow.
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 It won't be long. It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Hey, in your home, at your office, in the car, listen to us wherever you are for the latest information on news. Or health news, medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. We are your radio resource to better health, and here to help us achieve better health is my next guest, Dr. Mark Kingston Levin. He has worked on both the Apollo and Mars space projects. He served as a science advisor to President Ford. Dr. Levin has also published over 40 times, or been published over 40 times in scientific literature, and was awarded some 32 patents. He's with us today to highlight his book, 30th Century, and the Future of Health, and how we can take advantage of some of the high-tech health developments that our modern society has discovered. And we welcome him once again to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Levin.
Good morning.
How the health are you?
I'm doing fine today. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Thank you for being there. Now, will our healthcare in the future really be like it was envisioned in Star Trek, you know, when Dr. Spock had the tricorder and he just put it up to somebody and, you know, they're instantly cured? I mean, is space really the final frontier, as TV's Star Trek always stated? And is it the final health frontier for us, the future of health? Because
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I think it is a difference. We don't know exactly what it's going to be, but there's great improvement in lifespan in flies and mice. And we think that eventually that's going to reach humans. And by, say, 30th century, we're talking about the 30th century book, we are or trilogy, we're really talking about much longer lifespans, like Dr. Michael Rose did for flies. He increased it by 10 times. If we can do that for humans, we're going to live an average of 800 years. Now, if we live 800 years, we want them to be healthy. And I think that's what we're seeing in these basic increases in lifespan, is that the health span is also increased. So hopefully we won't get sick. But I think the tricorder is going to be more of a diagnostics tool. That will tell us what's wrong, and then we'll have to go for some sort of treatment.
And we already have something like that, right, Dr. Levin? I mean, in the form of the smart watches and the different things that people wear, the Fitbits and so on.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Do you use any of those yourself personally?
Yeah, I do have a smart watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're talking about multiplying our lifespan and health span 10 times, I'd be happy with just a double lifespan. Can you tell us anything that'll make us live to 150 years right now? What are some of the basics?
Well, I think we have a fellow, well, pretty well known, named David Sinclair at Harvard.
Yes, right.
And he has reversed aging in mice. And I think that will come to humans as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a significant reversing. Mice that are equivalent to 90 years old back to 30 years old, similar to on a human scale.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do that, I think that's called a rejuvenation process. I don't know whether it's possible to do in humans, but it hasn't been done in humans, but we're starting human trials already.
Right, right. Isn't David Sinclair credited for putting resveratrol on the map, the grape extract, which is found in red wine and grapes?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay.
He did that.
Now, do you take any anti-aging supplements like that, like resveratrol?
I don't take resveratrol. I did it one time, but there's now something better out. It's called,
Peter Stilbene.
A little bit better. It's the same kind of drug. It's just slightly better, and it's been shown to do better in mice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also available with these NAD boosters, or sometimes called NAD plus boosters,
right?
Like NMN. It's available on the internet, and also NR.
Okay. Dr. Levin, I got to stop you. Are you walking around, or are you on a headset of some kind? We're getting feedback from you.
I got a fair amount of wind here. That's all.
Oh, is that what's happening? Okay, yeah, the wind will do it. Okay. All right. Well, we'll do our best to adapt to that. All right. Let's talk about some of the other Fountain of Youth therapies that people might find in the future. Stem cell research. Let's talk about stem cells. What's the latest research you've uncovered?
I think stem cells are great. I think they're making fantastic progress, and that they were going to cure diseases that we have now. The first will be heart mending for people who've had heart attacks, in my opinion, but there'll be many, many others, hopefully including brains. Degenerative brains. I think we're the furthest away from that. The brain is the most complex organ, and it's going to take the longest to treat,
right,
or come up with effective treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, the number of people who have heart problems, that's still the major killer. So I think that's going to be a big thing.
Okay, now what about the thing? What about the primitive things that people can do for our future health, such as just lifestyle habits that, you know, the diet and exercise and the boring things that are not high tech, but that hold promise.
That work.
Yeah, that work, you know, that it's time tested it and it's we're natural bodies. So, of course, we're going to respond to a naturally healthy lifestyle. What type of regimen do you? I know you're 77 years old, and so you're a pretty spry individual. What kind of health style do you conduct on a daily basis? Do you exercise on every day?
The gym. I like the gym. Mm-hmm. I walk and I go to the gym. It helps your muscles and it makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say if you can do an hour in the gym, that's very good.
Or if you hate the gym, just do an hour of exercise outside, right?
Well, you could, yes. I mean, the gym has all the equipment that I need. And so for me, it's something I've been doing since I was playing football to stay in condition. But, you know, there are a lot of other good exercises. Running is a good exercise. Jogging is a good exercise.
Right.
So it depends on the individual and what you have available.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you studied, Dr. Levin, you studied and taught astronomy back here at the University of Hawaii back in the 60s. Let's go back to the future and tell us how it was back then, and then we can maybe relate it to health. But back in the 60s, you spent a lot of time on the top of Mauna Kea, the observatory up there. Tell us about that. By the way, that was before space telescopes and before light pollution and before the volcano went off and there was fog. There was no fog back then. So that must have been a much different time.
I think it was. It was at the time, it was probably the most exciting telescope you could be at.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't see what other people can't see, I mean, you could get the write the papers and get ahead of everybody by being at the telescope.
Right.
But there's a drawback. You're up all night, then you have to sleep in the morning, then you have to teach in the afternoon.
Boy. Yeah, it's called youth. That's the only way you could possibly maintain that is youth. You know, last night I had my high school reunion, and I stayed up till the wee hours of the morning doing show prep for this morning's show. But it reminded me of back in high school. We used to stay up. I actually had a graveyard shift at the local service station in Kailua on the windward side here, and I'd work from 10 in the evening to 6 in the morning, sleep an hour or so, and then go to school the next day, and then just sleep a few hours in the afternoon before I did it all over again. Oh, and then I forgot, I was a canoe paddler, so we had paddling in the afternoon, and of course homework had to be fit in in between. But, you know, you can do things in your youth that you can't do when you're 77 or I'm in my 60s now, it's amazing how the human body and mind is so resilient when it comes to cheating on our, on the way we should be living and sleep deprivation, things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's another thing about health is you get a good night's sleep.
Yes, right. We're going to talk about that next hour. Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith is joining us, and she's going to be talking about sacred rest, her new book. But anyway, back to your topic and future health. What other breakthroughs in the actually, your book, The 30th Century, is the title. Now, your book is present fiction, but is present fiction maybe future reality?
Well, yes. I think it is. I think, for example, we're going to have 3D printed organs like kidneys.
Uh-huh.
So people won't have to, give a relative won't have to give them their kidney or go through the kidney exchange process. I think that would be a wonderful thing if we didn't have a shortage of kidneys. As I know, it can be very difficult to get a kidney when people need them.
So are you saying that transplants are a thing of the past or will be in the future?
No, we'll do it, but we'll do it by we'll make them and print them and then place them into your body.
Okay, so you don't have to get it from another individual, another human.
Right. So the other individual doesn't have to donate.
Okay.
But there'll be other things, like we already have ears that have been made. We've had throat windpipes.
right.
in the throat that have been made and installed and worked. So we're going to see a lot more. We've had noses. We've had other things. So
that's true.
I think
yeah.
these are new products that are on the market, and they are going to go. The next step, I think, is kidneys and livers, things like that. The big the next big breakthrough will be coming. And I think it's within 20 years or so we'll probably
20 years. Those. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to be around.
So that will be. Yeah, sure time.
Yeah, yeah, we got to stay healthy until then, until we can take advantage of that technology and therapy. Dr. Right. Levin, can you stay with us? We need to take one more break of the hour, keep the lights on
sure.
here in the studio. We'll be back with more
no
information
problem.
With the author of 30th Century. We'll tell you how to get the book by Dr. Mark Kingston Levin, a futurist and scientist and author. Back with more information for your good health right here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here at 55 minutes after the hour. David Snow on your radio. Talking today, if you're just joining us, with Dr. Mark Kingston Levin, the author of 30th Century. It was a trilogy of books. Dr. Levin, how can people get your books if they want to obtain one or more copies of them?
Well, they're on Amazon. It's a trilogy. So 30th Century is the title of the trilogy. The book one is 30th Century Escape. Book two is 30th Century Revive. They're both on Amazon. That's the easiest way to get them.
Okay.
Some are on Barnes & Noble and other stores as well. But those are the...
What is your website if people want to go to your website for more information?
It's markkingstonlevin.com.
Okay, markkingstonlevin.com. All right, good. Now, let's. You mentioned supplements in passing, and we first talked about resveratrol, the grape skin extract, which is also found in wine and grape juice. Yeah, you know, the four types of wine that I recommend. Number one, de-alcoholized wine, if you like the taste of wine, but, you know, you can do it without the alcohol. Two is unfermented wine. Have you heard of unfermented wine? It's also called grape juice. You might have heard of grape juice.
I've heard of that. Yep.
And wine in capsules, otherwise known as grapes. And then there's fermented wine, which I put on my salads, also known as vinegar. And so those are the four types of wine that I recommend. What is your view as a futurist and scientist on consuming alcohol? Just curious.
Well, I think you have to limit it.
Right.
That's the main thing. I think probably one or two drinks a day are okay.
Yeah, well, now they're saying that has been too much. I mean, one Norwegian study found one or two drinks a week was the beneficial amount, but not one or two drinks a day. That was a deleterious amount. But anyway, that's another program. We always do a show. Our last show of the year is always on alcohol, right around New Year's Eve, so we'll hold that information for then. But let's talk about other supplements now. You mentioned NAD, which is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which people are thinking, hey, what's he doing talking Greek on the radio? Anyway, that's it's a yeast extract, is it? Originally
found it's NAD plus is in the human body.
It's found in the human body as well. But I mean, in a supplemental form, I think they derive it from yeast. I think it's synthesized.
Yeah, that could very well be.
Yeah.
I know that they manufacture the boosters. Those are, I like, they're stable, so easy to put into a supplement. And those are like NR and NMN.
Okay, NMN. So if you just look those up, you'll find something.
You find them on the internet. You can buy them. They also have long names, very similar. They're kind of vitamin B in a little different form, but similar to vitamin B3.
Exactly,
And nicotinamide. And they help promote your NAD+. And that actually has been shown in humans taking either NMR or NR or NMN, we will raise your NAD+. With age, your NAD+ drops down. So as you get to be my age, you have very little.
Okay.
As you get to be 50, you've lost about 50%.
Okay. Dr. Levin, sorry to interrupt. We're out of time. Also, I want to mention one that I mentioned in the newscast earlier this hour, and that's xanthosin, astaxanthin. Have you heard of astaxanthin? That's also a potent antioxidant, which I take every day in the form of xanthosin. It's a supplement available at all the GNC stores, both here and on the mainland. Thank you so much, Dr. Levin. And it's the website is markkingstonlevin.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. There goes Dr. Mark Kingston Levin. And here we go with another hour of the program. But we have 1 hour to go after the top of the hour Fox News, talking today with Dr. Sandra Smith in regards to rest, the 7 kinds of rest. We'll get into rest and relaxation next hour, plus all of our regular features, the health, fitness file, sexual health, and
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.